All right, team. Listen up. We're diving into a technique that is absolutely critical, yet often completely overlooked. Proper diaphragmatic breathing, what we call belly breathing. Mastering this isn't just a nice to have. It's a direct catalyst for your cycling performance, your endurance, and your pain tolerance out there on the road. Now, I see it all the time. When the watts climb and the legs burn, most of you instinctively default to shallow, rapid chest breathing. Here's the problem. That shallow pattern severely restricts your oxygen intake, actually weakens your diaphragm over time, and forces your body into an inefficient anaerobic state way too early. Switch to belly breathing, and everything changes. By fully engaging that diaphragm, you maximize your actual lung capacity. You're ensuring optimal oxygen delivery straight to those working leg muscles, and you're giving your body the physiological tools it needs to efficiently clear lactic acid as it builds. That metabolic efficiency is exactly what combats the struggles you know too well. The early fatigue, the burning lungs, the sudden drop in power output, and that heavy, sore feeling in the legs. And this isn't some new theory. This is a standard, non-negotiable practice among elite riders at the highest level. Watch any pro during a maximal effort or a long climb, and you'll visibly see that deep diaphragmatic expansion. They use it intentionally to sustain their power numbers and delay the onset of fatigue. But here's the catch. You cannot just switch this on mid-race. Mastering this skill requires deliberate, focused training completely off the bike. When you're physically stressed, your breathing naturally wants to become erratic and shallow. So we have to build that muscle memory first, in a completely relaxed state, so it becomes automatic when the pressure hits. Here's your drill. Sit or lie down with an upright posture. Place one hand just below your rib cage. Now, focus on drawing air deeply through your nose. Feel that air push your belly and diaphragm outward against your hand. Then exhale. Make it complete. Make it relaxed. Push it out through your mouth. Empty the lungs completely. Once you've got a solid minute of those deep breaths, transition back to normal breathing, but keep that diaphragmatic engagement active. Count each inhale and each exhale all the way up to 10. This builds the focus and consistency you'll need on race day. Make this a daily habit. Just a few minutes a day, consistently, is all it takes to wire this into your system. Now, when you bring this technique back onto the bike and integrate it into your actual rides, you're going to unlock three primary benefits. First, it sharpens your mental focus. During high-intensity efforts, whether it's a time trial, hard intervals, or a sprint finish, controlled breathing keeps your head clear and locked in. Second, it significantly raises your pain tolerance. When you're grinding up a tough climb or launching a breakaway, consciously monitoring your breath helps you manage that discomfort, keep your form clean, and push through the suffering. And third, it elevates your aerobic threshold. That translates directly to greater endurance, sustained power output, and vastly improved muscular efficiency over long distances. So here is the critical takeaway for all of you. Breathing is a trainable skill. It is not just an automatic reflex you're stuck with. Consistent, mindful practice off the bike builds the actual diaphragmatic strength and neural pathways you need to breathe efficiently when you're standing on the start line. By prioritizing deep, controlled diaphragmatic breathing, you optimize your oxygen utilization, you delay fatigue, and you transform that physical suffering into sustained, high-level performance. Train the breath, trust the process, and see you out there on the road.